This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon, and it's about 13 minutes until the top of the hour. Our next guests are from Southeast Alaska Independent Living and Rainbow Foods to highlight this weekend's Masquerade Benefit Gala and auction. Tristan Knutson Lombardo and David Otteson, welcome to the show. You too.
Thanks for having us.
Nice to have you here. Did I pronounce your last name right, David?
Yeah.
All right. And you too, Tristan?
Knutson.
Thank you.
That close.
So close. Welcome to the show. So the Masquerade Gala and Auction for Southeast Alaska Independent Living, or SAIL, is this Saturday. Is that right?
That's right. It's our big annual fundraiser of the year. This year is a masquerade theme. We're unmasking disability. And every year we like to honor and recognize people who make contributions to the lives, the inclusion of people with disabilities, seniors, elders throughout, not just Juneau, Southeast Alaska. We serve all of South – or excuse me, SAIL. We serve all of Southeast Alaska. And so and we to see our mission through of inspiring personal independence for seniors and people with disabilities, we couldn't do it alone without a lot of different community partners, other agencies, businesses, organizations. And so every year we like to highlight or recognize one or two individuals or businesses that really have made meaningful contributions to the inclusion of people with disabilities. And this year we're recognizing Gail Vandor, who used to she worked in the for the Department of Labor in Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. And for those that don't know about DVR, their mission is to get people with disabilities gainfully employed, whatever that looks like for them. And we're also honoring David Otteson and Rainbow Foods for you know, they're probably one of the best examples here in Juneau of a business that has made a commitment to hiring people with disabilities. And you see it when you walk into the store, you hear about it in the community, you recognize familiar faces, and we just really are excited to be honoring David and his team, and really think it's important, valuable work, and an important partnership that they've committed to.
David, will you tell us a little bit about your experience and the store's experience?
Yeah, well, it's interesting that you mentioned Gail and DVR, because one of the things that really motivated us along the way, and Linda was just reminded, Linda Curtis, who works at Rainbow and who has really been instrumental in helping support, you know, people with disabilities and getting them involved at Rainbow. But she reminded me that we got a DVR grant in the, I think it was 1999, to buy a new oven and a proof box so we could start doing baking in the kitchen. And the condition of the grant was to employ somebody with a disability for like 5 years, which we did. But I think that kind of highlights the point that it's really a team effort. You know, it's government agencies, it's nonprofit groups, because a lot of the people we employ, they need additional support, and it wouldn't be possible for us to employ them if they didn't have like a job coach in some cases, or somebody to get them started, you know, at the beginning. So, but with that support, it's really become part of Rainbow's DNA over the years, because we've had successful experiences employing people with disabilities. But it's definitely a team effort, and it wouldn't happen if it was probably just up to us.
David, do you have advice for fellow business owners if somebody hasn't employed a person with a disability before?
Well, I just say be open to it and give it a try. I mean, obviously, there has to be a fit between the job and the person. But we found that by focusing on what people's abilities are, what they're able to do, and in some case it's with support, that these employees are super reliable. I mean, they like in a dishwashing job, just for example. I mean, back in the day, we'd probably go through a dishwasher at least once a month. And now we have two dishwashers. They alternate days. One of them has worked at Rainbow for 7 years, and the other one has worked at Rainbow for like 16 years. So it's like we don't have to worry about having a dishwasher anymore.
Any business would be envious to have a dishwasher that long.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's unheard of. So you know, it's been a really positive experience in many ways for us. Plus, I mean, a lot of these people, there are intangibles involved too, like Andrea, who's one of our dishwashers. It has just the most incredible temperament of anybody. She is so pleasant. She's like a ray of sunshine, you know. So, yeah, so I'd say just think of what it is that they can do or a potential employee can do, and then just be open to trying it out and seeing if it's a good fit.
Okay. Tristan, thinking about Southeast Alaska Independent Living and ORCA, if people aren't totally familiar with what you do, can you give us an example of a program or two?
Yeah. Sometimes it's really hard to encapsulate all that SAIL does. We are the region's Aging and Disability Resource Center. And when it comes down to it, we promote people's independence, whatever that looks like for them. So no matter their age, no matter their disability, people come through our door and say, this is who I am. This is my disability. This is my life story. And then these are the goals I have for independence in my life, or these are the barriers I'm facing because of my disability or because of my age. And so for some people, that's a in-home assessment and some modifications so they can age in place. Southeast Alaska. Alaska is the fastest aging state in the union. Southeast Alaska is the fastest aging region of our state. So there are a lot of people that would love to stay in their home rather than go to assisted living or nursing home or leave the state for care. For other people, it's accessing the outdoors, our ORCA program, year-round adaptive recreation. I was just talking to somebody this morning who said, oh, well, you know, this person, so-and-so, this is their needs. They can never get up skiing. And I said, we can literally get – I can't think of somebody we cannot get up skiing on the mountain. We have all the equipment. We have the trained staff. We have the desire, the will. And for other people, it's gainful employment. It's meaningful employment. And that looks different for everyone. And we partner along with several other nonprofits here in Juneau. We partner with local businesses. We work with DVR, Division of Vocational Rehabilitation, to get people into the job that's right for them, whether it's natural supports or other accommodations that they need.
Okay. This year's theme, Unmasking Disability. Tell us more about that.
Well, I'm just reminded before the mics were hot, we were talking about language and feeling comfortable about talking about disability. And I think that, you know, the statistic we often cite is that 1 in 5 Americans identifies having some type of disability. Most of those disabilities are not they're not readily apparent or obvious. You might not realize that somebody has multiple sclerosis or autism or has a hearing impairment or vision impairment. But they're of us. They're among us. We are those people. And so the more that we can talk about disability, we can make it and acknowledge it as a normal part of the diversity in our communities, the more that we will likely find meaningful employment for people, that they'll be engaged and respected as community leaders. We'll see them as elected officials. We'll see them in positions of power and leadership. And that's really what we aim to do at the core of our work at SAIL is to promote the independence, the dignity, the empowerment of people with disabilities. It's a grassroots movement at its core, and which is why we kind of landed on our theme for unmasking disability. Let's talk about it.
And should people come in costume? How should people dress for Saturday
night? It is technically a masquerade, yes, so we encourage it. But if that's not your thing and you still want to come and support it, we will take you however you are. So, and we will have a few extra masks laying around if you forget yours or couldn't decide between which one to wear. So,
and can you give us the details again on time, location, and where to get tickets?
Yeah, doors open at 6 o'clock. It's at Centennial Hall this Saturday. You can get tickets by either calling our office at 586-4920. You can jump on our website, sailinc.org, SAILINC. Or if you know a staff member who works at SAIL, give them a call and we'll make sure you get tickets.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of fun this Saturday.
I see
live music as well.
Yes. Vicky Van Fleet and Jim Knoll will be providing some wonderful music. We're excited.
And what is David and Rainbow Foods going to receive on Saturday?
They're going to receive an award, but I'm not telling Dave what the name is of the award yet. So it's going to be a little of a surprise.
All right. Tristan, David, meet them this Saturday night at the Masquerade Gala for Southeast Alaska Independent Living. Thank you both so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, thank you, Scott.
Somewhere over the rain.